My understanding is that there's huge support for
There's huge there's support certainly from the district councils and from locally and from businesses locally for the impact that the space should have. So I expect to hear those endorsements coming through loud and clear at the planning board.
Super, thank you.
So that's confirmed then, Rhiannon. So the next one is another Ken one, the A28 Surrey Link Road.
Yeah, so this project, I think we're moving on to the ones that are slightly more high risk and more deliverability issues around this project. So this project is delivering a new link road in Surrey and Canterbury in Kent. The LGF contributions being used to deliver part of the link road, and the other sections will be coming forward using developer contributions to the project. There's always been an issue around those developer contributions and the timing around those. The planning consents for the developments that are due to be financially contributing to the project have not yet been approved. They're due to be considered approximately, I think it was February, March, isn't it?
Mid-February.
There we go, the exact date for you. So yeah, 19th February, they're due to be considered. So I think it's a timing issue around this. There's also planning consent that needs to be secured for the actual development itself, so the actual link road hasn't yet got planning consent to be delivered. So again, that's due to be considered over the next few months. So I think there is a timing issue around this. If those consents can be secured and funding contributions confirmed, then you know the project is in a position to progress, but I think there are a number of hurdles to go through. An update is due to go to the Canterbury's board on the 14th of February, so a few weeks' time, and that will consider these issues around whether the planning consent has been in place or not. So that deliverability issue, I think there is a need for Kent County Council to demonstrate that it is fully deliverable and the contributions are there. So the project will need to satisfy those conditions. So I think it's open up for discussion here to say, does this remain a priority? I mean, there are a huge number of houses associated with the delivery of the project, but perhaps they're not progressing to the exact timescales we originally expected when funding was awarded.
Okay, thanks, Fiona. Any comments or observations, Joe?
I mean, it is a priority project, but I can understand some of the timing issues. Personally, for me, I'd like to see it being given a bit more grace and extension to take through to the accountability board to see how those things have progressed from there. So I'd like to let it go through and give me a
Thank you, Joe.
And, Jeff? And once again, this I have it on good authority that this is going to the planning on the 19th of February, and it's going with the recommendation to be granted.
I think, Chairman, the applications for the house building are going to Canterbury, I think, on the 19th. The road application goes to KCC on the same meeting as the
Surrey Parkway.
I guess the same sort of caveats. Can we just have a very early review if those hurdles fail for some reason or other?
Okay. So that's confirmed subject to Graham's caveat. Yep.
Chairman, just a general point, which applies to all the schemes. I think, and the comment has been made earlier, I think we've got to prove to government that we can deliver. Policy that they want to level up the north, and there is a risk that if we're seen not to be delivering, that the funding will go north.
Yep.
So that is an important factor to bear in mind behind all these.
Yep. Just the accountability board does really scrutinise this. For instance, Uni Park, I think it is under the same scrutiny as this. And those, what you just said, George and Graham, about the caveats applies to that as well. We are all working together.
And really, just to pick up on what both George and Jeff said, it is if any of these projects find that their money is not, and we're looking to reallocate on the list that we've already approved, the investment that's already approved, clearly they need to be stress tested to make sure that they because things would have changed.
I think a very good point on that is that the list that's already been agreed by the investment to that pipeline is in place, and we should work with that and not look to start opening up the whole process again. I think otherwise we're doing ourselves well.
Ron?
Just to say I agree, but also we have to make sure that time is also allowed
in Neil's world, not specifically to plan it or can we, it's the time factor on that list. That's important.
Okay, so I'm going to take the mood of the meeting. This is confirmed, subject to the keeping this under close review. So we move on to the penultimate one, which is the Exeter Bridge.
Yeah, so the Exeter Bridge in Eastbourne in East Sussex. So this is, those are existing bridges at the end of its life. The bridge itself is required to unlock the Eastbourne local plan itself, which supports 6,900 houses. The way that the funding was awarded to this project, well, considered by an investment panel, it's got an initial 1.5 million LGF allocations, tranche one. It also sits in the pipeline for a further just over 600,000 allocation to the project. I think the issues with this project is it needs that additional funding to be able to progress, so it needs that additional 600,000, which sits on the pipeline. But it also requires some additional funding, which has been bid for from the Department for Transport for a sort of maintenance pot of funding. We're waiting for confirmation of that funding in April, and if the Tranche 2 funding becomes available, we can then take that decision to the Council's Board in May for a decision on this. It does also require planning consent as well, so there are again a few challenges and issues around the project. It is a case of making sure the funding contributions are all in place, and that will be again stress tested by the Council's Board to make sure that's in place.
Okay, so any
Chris?
Yes, Greg.
For the sake of